Hi, this is Deacon Lauren, and I would like to share with you what we discussed at our Zoom coffee hour on Sunday, November 22nd. We first discussed Father Eric's sermon concerning how to foster and build a community, and what that looks like here at St. Matthew's. How we need to work together to build a pasture of love. We also discussed the notion of how God is presented in the Old Testament versus how Jesus is presented in the New Testament. Jesus isn't a harsh king, and he sits on the throne of love. And also how during these challenging times, we need to try to exemplify Jesus out in the world. Wouldn't it be fabulous if St. Matthew's was known as a community united in offering food to our neighbors in need? And as I have said before, we can easily do that through a financial contribution to Second Harvest Food Bank. Currently, there are more than 500,000 families that are being served by Second Harvest Food Bank in San Mateo and Santa Clara counties. And it's really easy to donate. Just go to Second Harvest Food Bank and hit the button that says Donate. As your deacon, I want to thank you in advance in whatever way you can help those in need at this time. At coffee hour, I then read aloud Psalm 100 that we had heard earlier on Sunday. And it says, Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. I then shared that I have a Thanksgiving tradition that we go around the table to say what we are thankful for this year. I then asked those present at coffee hour, what do you have to be thankful for this year? Many said our community here at St. Matthew's, their family and friends, as well as being out in nature. I encourage you to take some time to reflect and to ask yourself, what are you thankful for this year? I would like to close with a prayer from a collection of prayers entitled Family Celebrations by June Kottner that I read every year at my Thanksgiving table. A Thanksgiving prayer. We cannot thank you, God, enough for all the gifts you give, for life and breath, for joy and song that fill each day we live. With gratitude this special day, our praise goes up to you for loved ones whom we cherish, for all they are and do. Lord, thank you for companionship with those who share this meal. The ones not gathered here with us, let them thy blessings feel. And now, O Heavenly Spirit, descend on us, we pray. Teach us to share the gifts we have today and every day. Amen.